各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
小弟在东部最近住了四年了，我知道东部有很多的天灾。
I was a resident pastor in the East Coast for 4 years, and I realized that there's many natural disasters in the East Coast.
这几年有这个 Sandy, 有 Irene, 很多的这种台风跑到这个大纽约 New Jersey 的这个这些地方。
These past couple of years, there was Hurricane Sandy and Irene, these great hurricanes that have hit the New York, greater New York area.
那这段时间有一年在十月下的初雪。那个雪很厚，那个树叶都还没掉光啊。
And one year in the beginning of October, it was snowing, and the snow was very thick, and all the leaves were gone.
所以在这个台风或者是雪压当中呢，我就看到这个 Garden State 这个当时住纽约市这个公园州好多大树木就这样倒下来嘞。
And so after the hurricanes or great snowstorms, you see New Jersey as Garden State, all of these big trees fell over.
所以我们看到很多人那么冷又天气不好住很多人都离开这个地方。
And because of the bitter, harsh weather there, many people left the area.
但我们也注意到说这个大树可以倒可是旁边的小草好像活得很高兴。
And we see that although the great big tree fell over, but yet the small grass and flowers around it are still alive.
这个小草是被人家踩在地上的是令你这样子践踏的。
The grass are the ones that where people step and trample over.
它很温柔但是它一直的生存了下来。
They are gentle and yet they continue to survive.
我们来看马太福音第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
这个我们都很熟。
Matthew 5, very, very familiar verse to us.
马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew 5 verse 5.
五章五节。
5 verse 5.
温柔的人有福了。因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
小草这么温柔他们继续的存留在那里承受地土。
The grass are so meek, and they continue inheriting the earth.
我们今天来思考这一节，温柔的人有福了。
Today, let us ponder upon this verse. Blessed are the meek.
其实我们在这个时代你看我们在打ISIS 嘛在这个时代我们发觉到其实武力啦强权啦这个才是重要的。
In these current times, taking the battle with the ISIS, for instance, we find that using military force or prowess, that is what true strength is.
我们有时候也会觉得说人跟人相处或活在世上最重要就是你要够坚强够有力量你才能够过一个更精彩的人生。
And living with other people, having different interpersonal relationships, we also understand that we need to be strong, be strong in our views, and be strong overall to live a better life.
但是耶稣的话语常常让我们从反面去想一些事情。
But Lord Jesus' teaching oftentimes lead us to think in the opposite direction.
他强调的不是强权他强调的是温柔。
What he stressed is not to overpower, but rather to be meek.
所以我们用这一节来思想三点。
So let us use this verse to ponder 3 points.
其实主耶稣不只是这样说，他自己在生活上表现出温柔的来。
Lord Jesus not only spoke of this truth, but he also demonstrated it in his life.
那这个温柔的好处福气到底在哪里？
And where are the advantages or benefits of being meek or gentle?
如果你真的 convince 这个温柔对我们个人是好的，我自己本身要怎么样更温柔？
And if you are convinced that being meek is beneficial for you, then how can you change yourself to become more meek?
我们先来看温柔的主耶稣。
Let's first look at the meek Lord Jesus.
我们看马太福音的十一章二十九节。
Let's look at Matthew 11 verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
十一章二十九节。
11 verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑。到这里。
For I am gentle and lowly in heart.
耶稣自己说他是柔和谦卑了。
Lord Jesus says he is gentle and lowly in heart.
他很肯定自己有这样的心。
He is very confident in this kind of attitude.
那不只是他有这样的心，其实他我们看到他是表现在出在他的行为上面。
Not only did he say that he was gentle and lowly in heart, but he also demonstrated in his life.
我们看他在爱心上看得出他有温柔。
In his love, we can see his meekness.
我们看马可福音一章。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1.
马可福音一章四十节到四十二节。
Mark 1 verses 40 to 42.
马可福音一章四十节到四十二节。
Mark 1 40 42.
四十，有一个长大麻风的来求问耶稣，向他跪下说：“你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。”四十一，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他。我肯，你洁净了吧，请读到这里啊。
40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed.
我们知道以前大麻风会感染的，所以旧约记载有人大麻风要手遮着嘴唇，然后喊我不洁净，我不洁净。
And we know that in the ancient times, the leprosy was contagious, and many people who had it were required to cover their mouth and proclaim that they are unclean.
但是这个人勇敢，就冲到耶稣那里就跪。
But、this person was quite bold, and he ran towards Lord Jesus.
那求他说，我可不可以？你肯，我一定可以洁净了。
And he said to him, "If you are willing, you can make me clean."
耶稣不只是说好，你洁净了，一句话就可以了。
Lord Jesus could have just said, "You are made clean."
你看到他伸出那个手来摸他，哈。
But he reached out his hand and touched him.
我在想哦，那个长大猫那个时候的感受哦，一定是非常感动啊。
I can imagine how touched the leper was by Jesus' actions.
你有没有觉得你很爱你的孩子？
Do you feel that you love your children?
但是你的孩子感受不到。
But your children cannot feel your love.
那为什么耶稣爱他，爱我们，我们感受得这么深刻呢？
And why is it that we can feel the love of Jesus?
我觉得有一个不同，就是我们的爱孩子，常常是一种，我是爸爸，我是高高在上的。我你应该怎么样怎么样，因为我很爱你，所以你应该要这样。
I think one of the biggest differences is that as a parent we often put ourselves elevate ourselves on a higher pedestal saying I am the father, you should treat me in this way or the other.
我们在爱中少一份温柔，多一份刚毅哦。
But in the way we love our children, we are more hard towards them than showing a side of gentleness and meekness.
你看主耶稣在讲那个浪子回头故事里面那个爸爸，
When Jesus spoke of the father of the prodigal son,
他那个我们说用柔情似水来形容他的心呐、真的很有爱哈，很温柔。
Heart as a very gentle and meek heart that he had towards his son.
远远的望见孩子就跑过去了。
That even when he saw his son from afar, he ran towards him.
就把他抱着。
And he embraced him.
就亲他的嘴。
And he kissed him on the cheek.
给他一个袍子。
And he gave him a robe.
戴上一个戒指。
Put on a ring on his finger.
给他穿上一个鞋子。
Put sandals on his feet.
然后再给他办一个宴席。
And held a feast for him.
你说这个儿子这么样的不孝哦。
And you see such an unfilial son.
可是你看到这个爸爸的爱真的很感人，因为他里面有一个很温柔的那个动作在里面。
But you can see the compassion and the gentleness of the father and his attitude towards his son.
我最近读到一篇华人一个很有名啊，讲名字吧，张艾嘉他的一个报道啊，他的一个在 Facebook 上面的发表。
Lately, I wrote of quite a well-known Chinese commentator. He posted on Facebook. She posted on Facebook.
在谈到他跟他孩子的关系了。
She was talking about her relationship with her children.
她说哦，她把她最好的给孩子。
She said that she gave her best to her kids.
她从小就训练他怎么像英国的绅士啊，做吃饭怎么做，衣服怎么穿，刀叉怎么放。
And ever since they were young, she taught them the proper etiquette and the way to conduct themselves.
送他到最好的学校。
She sent them to the best schools.
那个孩子从来没有说声谢谢啊。
And the children never said a word of thanks.
那后来那个孩子被坏人绑架了，要勒索。
Later on, the child was kidnapped and was held for ransom.
他很头痛啊，要勒索太多钱呐，要尽力要把这个孩子救出来啊。
And she was being blackmailed, and she tried her hardest to gather up the sum of money they needed to let her go.
孩子救回来了，孩子吓得躲房间，也不跟妈妈说一声谢谢。
And after the child was rescued, she was scared to death, and she hid in her room and didn't even say thank you to her mother.
直到什么时候呢？
Until when did she?
直到有一天呐、啊，他抱着孩子啊， 啊，在那个游乐场，也许是荡秋千，又是也许是做个什么动作，就是把他抱在他的膝上了。
Until one day, she held her child in the amusement park, whether perhaps on a swing or a ride.
这孩子说：“妈妈，谢谢你。”
She held her in her arms, and her daughter says, "Mother, thank you."
妈妈，我爱你哦。
Mom, I love you.
就是我们的爱呀、啊，是。令人家感受不到的。
Sometimes people cannot feel our love towards them.
因为人家感受不到那一份温柔啦，那一份触摸，那一份拥抱。
They can't feel the meekness. They can't feel that touch. They can't feel that embrace.
啊，所以你看，耶稣在爱心上是带着柔和的。
And so in love, Jesus demonstrated his meekness.
我们发觉到耶稣在生气上面也有他温柔的一面呢。
We see that Jesus was also meek.In his indignation.
我们看约翰福音的二章十五节。
Let's turn to John 2 verse 15.
约翰福音二章十五节。
John chapter 2 verse 15.
这个是我们都很熟悉的，耶稣在洁净圣殿了。
This is a familiar account of Jesus cleansing the temple.
那这里呀，十七节特别记载主耶稣的心呐，他心里焦急，如同火烧啊。
Verse 17 records how Jesus felt at the time.
真的是可能急到不晓得怎么办的哈，因为像火在烧了。
And he was as if he was burning with fire inside.
他实际上是很应该是生气的啦，怎么把神的殿做买卖的地方呢？
He was angry that the people were making the father's house a house of mercy.
这里应该是敬拜神祷告的地方啊。
This was supposed to be a place of worship.
但是哦，你看到他那个生气当中有安静柔和的一面。
But we see that even in his anger, he had a side of meekness.
十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣就拿绳子。做鞭子，把牛羊都赶出去店，到处推翻银钱之人的银钱，推翻了他们的桌子。
When he had made a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables.
我读到那个拿绳子做鞭子啊，我真的很感动嘞。
I was moved when I read the part where he made a whip of cords.
如果问题，我管你三七二十一啊，我大概哦找到什么东西，我就发飙了。
You know, if I was agitated or anxious, I would just grab whatever I could and unleash on them.
可是耶稣不是这样子的。
But Jesus was not so.
不晓得他没有坐下来哦，他那个绳子做成鞭子，难道就一下子可以做得好吗？好的吗
？Now can somebody make a whip of cords in a short amount of time?
那个心呐、啊，你看他这么急，这么生气，他的心呐、啊，还有他温柔的宁静的一面呢、啊。
And so, although he was angry, we can see that there was a gentleness and quietness about the way he approached it.
多少人开始就动口骂人呐、
啊、？How many people would have just lashed out with their words?
多少人开始动手动脚动刀动枪啊
？How many people would have struck?Them or use the other weapons.
可是你看到主耶稣并没有用这个绳子来打人呢，他只是赶出去啊。
We see that Jesus did not use the whip of cords to hit or strike others, but rather to hurry them out.
他也只是把银钱那个东西把它推换对物啊，不对人呐。
And he was angry towards the objects, not towards people.
对事对物不对人，对物不对人，对事不对人呐。
He was angry at the matter, not the people.
所以有人说哦 ，meekness 哈不是 weakness 啦。那个温柔不是软弱啦。
Some people say that meekness is not weakness.
那个 meekness 哦，是一个 strength within control， 是你那个力量哦，你把它控制的得当。
But meekness is strength within control.
啊，虽然里面呐、啊、非常的急啊，但是呢，你那个外面显现出来的也有它温柔的一面呢、啊。
So although you are very anxious and agitated inside, but yet the way you demonstrate it is controlled.
有时候我们教导孩子哦，有时候也不小心。那个生气的时候就不管三七二十一就骂出去了。
Sometimes when we discipline our children, we may forget and just lash out at them.
小弟还在学了、哦、
And I myself am still learning.
有一次啊，我跟儿子啊讲话冲了一点了、
哦、One time I was a little rash with how I spoke with my son.
哎，隔天我就后悔了。
And the next day I regretted what I said.
因为我就看到他的脸是青的。
And I saw that his face was a little pale.
我说儿子怎么了？你跟人家打架？
And I asked him, what happened? Did you get in a fight?
他说没有，我打我自己了。
He says, no, I was beating up myself.
我说哇，打你自己可以把脸打这么青啊？
Oh, and so his face was a little bruised because he was beating himself up.
那我就到他房间去看一看。
And so I went into his room.
整个墙壁都是洞。
And in his walls were full of holes.
从那个时候开，我才知道哦，原来儿子这么在乎爸爸的一句话。
So from that day, I understood that my son cared so much about the words I say.
如果我们生气哦，没有思考就啪一声出去哦。
So if we are angry and we don't give it another some consideration before we lash out,
真的有时候会惹儿女的气啊，他会丧气啊，他会自暴自弃啊。
Sometimes we will provoke our sons and daughters. To be angry at themselves.
所以我们在急啊，生气的时候，怎么样有耶稣那一份安静温柔呢
？So when we're agitated, how can we have that quietness and calmness that Lord Jesus had?
有一个故事。
There's a story.
有一个小朋友呢，考试考零分。
There's a student that scored a zero on his exam.
妈妈气得要命啊。
The mom was furious.
妈妈说：“我不行，这个不能就这样发作哈。”
The mom says, "Oh, I need to control myself. I can't just lash out at him."
她安静下来了，然后。
So she quieted herself down.
就把 baby 这个儿子啊抱到膝上啊。
And then she brought her son onto her lap.
那孩子啊，怎么这次考零分呢
？And she asked her son, "Why did you score zero this time?"
那小孩子很放松嘛，说：“妈妈，我告诉你一个秘密。
”And the child was very relaxed. She says, "Mom, let me tell you a secret."
那我考试的时候，老师说：“哦，只要把考卷交上去，我就可以出去玩。”
The teacher, when I'm taking the test, the teacher says, "As long as you turn in your exam, you can go out and play."
所以我把名字写上去，我就交上去了。
And so I write my name on there, and I turn my exam in.
哦，妈妈终于发现到为什么考零分了。
And so the mother discovered why he got a zero.
我们生气哦，如果能够再温柔，再能够有点温柔，真的有时候把事情办得更好了。
If in our anger we can be able to quiet ourselves down, sometimes we can resolve the matters more effectively.
主耶稣不只是在生气有温柔的一面。主耶稣在痛苦伤心的时候也有温柔的一面。
Jesus not only showed meekness in his anger, but he also demonstrated meekness during his suffering.
我们看路加福音22章60节到62节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22 verses 60 to 62.
路加福音22章
Luke 22
60节到62节
verses 60 to
62. 22章60节
22 verse 60.
我们知道这个时候主耶稣已经在法庭上被审判。
We know that Jesus was already tried.
他已经一个晚上没有睡觉了。
And he did not sleep for a night.
很快的，他可能就要被打了。
And very quickly,
被吐口水了。
Very quickly, he was to be spat upon and struck.
他在他自己最辛苦的时刻。
During this most bitter moment.
61节。
Verse 41.
主转过身来看彼得。彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫已先，你要三次不认我。62节。他就出去痛哭。
And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." So Peter went out and wept bitterly.
我常常在想哦，耶稣转过身来看他是什么样的眼神。
I often wonder how Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
什么样的眼神让他可以想起耶稣对他所说的话
？What kind of gaze did he give Peter to allow Peter to remember his words？
什么样的眼神让他一个大男人，结过婚的大男人可以痛哭
？What was it in his eyes, in Jesus' eyes, that caused Peter to weep so bitterly？
我在想，如果耶稣用凳的，然后手叉腰，这样子哦。
I imagine if Jesus were to put his arms around at his side and stared at him.
早告诉你了吼。
And said, "I told you so."
如果我是彼得说 "So be it, so what?"
And Peter perhaps would have remarked, "So
what?" 如果我是彼得的话了哈。
If I were Peter, I probably would have responded, "So what?"
你这个态度啊，反正我做错就做错，算了啦。
And I don't really care based on your attitude.
但是我在想那个眼神哦，一定是让他心碎的眼神了。
I think the way that Lord Jesus looked at Peter caused his heart to crumble.
一定是一种很温柔的提醒。
It was that meek reminder.
令人真的啊，很舍不得啊。
So that it caused him to not want to give in.
自己的软弱啊。
And to remember of his own weakness.
你知道多少人痛苦的时候，把自己锁在房间，像一只狗躲在一个角落，舔自己的伤口。
How many people during their most bitter sufferings they hide themselves in a room by themselves in a corner?
这样真的好像一只狗舔自己的伤口，不理别人家的啦。
Just like a dog licking his own wounds and ignoring others.
但主耶稣在他最辛苦的时候， 他还是显出温柔来建造别人呢。
But Lord Jesus, during his most trying times, he still showed this heart of meekness, towards others.
他在十字架最痛苦的时候，竟然可以为那些钉上的祷告。
In his most painful moment, being crucified on a cross, he was still able to pray for those next to him.
父啊，赦免他们，他们所做的不知道。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他在呼吸很辛苦的时候，还利用那个机会来救一个强盗啊。
When he was having difficulty in breathing on the cross, he was still able, to save the robber on the
cross. 所以耶稣说我心里柔和谦卑。
So the Lord Jesus says, I am gentle and meek.
那个不是嘴巴讲的啦。
And gentle and lowly, he's not offering lip service only.
有的弟兄姐妹啊也会跟耶稣来学习。
Some brethren also, imitate Christ in this way.
我认识一位姐妹因为他生意比较忙。
I know of a sister that was quite busy with her work.
所以平常比较没有办法聚会。
So she couldn't attend the services frequently.
所以她的家孩子啊也跟着没有聚会了。
And therefore, her children also do not come to church often.
后来她生病了。
And one day she fell ill.
得到癌症了。
She had cancer.
她知道主耶稣让她回头。
She knew that Lord Jesus was giving her this chance to return.
她就开始很认真追求神了。
And then she began to intently pursue, the Lord once again.
但是孩子长大了，很难再影响他们了啦。
But now her children are grown, it's hard for her to influence them.
您知道在她最痛苦过世之前，在病床上她做什么事情吗？
You know what she did in her most painful time, suffering on the deathbed?
她把孩子叫过来。
She called her children near her.
跟他们讲。
And she said to them,
一定要答应妈妈。
You have to promise me.
妈妈就要走了。
Mom is about to leave.
你们一定要爱神，要亲近教会。
You have to love God and draw near to His church.
真的，我们有时候在痛苦当中，我们自己就顾自己，哎呀，我这里痛那里痛啊，就是想一大堆有的没有的。
And truly, in our most painful moments of suffering, all we really, most of us just care about how we feel.
但是我们有多少人有那种温柔的心继续来建立别人呢？
How many of us have that heart of meekness to console or to advise others?
我们以上所说的是耶稣的温柔。
And these are what we have talked about is pertaining to the meekness of Lord Jesus.
温柔的人有福了。
Now the blessed are the meek.
到底温柔的人可以得什么福气呢？
What kind of blessings can the meek receive?
我们来看马太福音十一章二十九节。
Let's turn to Matthew 11 verse 29.
十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这边耶稣说，如果你有柔和谦卑啊，我们的心啊可以安息了。
Lord Jesus says, if you are gentle and lowly in heart, you will find rest for your souls.
这个诗篇啊，把那个安息的 quantity 哈，把那个分量把它描述出来。
And the Psalms it.That describes the quantity of this rest.
我们看诗篇的三十七篇十一节。
Let's turn to Psalm 37, verse 11.
我们先听英文哈，因为其实这个中文有点不太一样。
Let's listen to the English version first. The Chinese is translated a little differently.
三十七篇十一节。
Psalm 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit.
The meek, yeah, the meek. 那个中文是说谦卑啊，英文是温柔了哈。
In Chinese it says humble, but here in English it says here the meek.
好，请读。
The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
所以前一句话是跟马太福音五章五节是一样的，温柔的人必承受地土。
So the first statement is the same as what is written in Matthew chapter 5, that the meek shall inherit the earth.
但是下面呢我们先强调这一点哦。他说，刚刚耶稣是说他们必得享安息嘛，那这边是说。以丰富的平安为乐。
Earlier, Lord Jesus says that those shall receive a rest for their souls. And here in Psalm 37, verse 11, it says they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
那个安息啊，就是平安嘛，得享安息，得享平安嘛。
So to receive rest is to receive peace.
那主耶稣把这个不但是安息，你有 abundant 可以得享这个以。丰富的平安做喜乐了。
Lord Jesus is saying that we can receive an abundance of rest or abundance of peace.
所以一个人真的有安息，不只是你一个人有温柔，不只是你有安息，你是有那种极大的丰富的 平安在等着你呢。
So if you are
meek, okay, 而且可以这样做你的喜乐。
And so if a meek person not only has rest for their souls, but they also have an abundance of peace to delight themselves.
我们说不温柔的人常常是比较暴烈的人呐、啊、violent, violent, 暴烈哈、哦、暴烈。
We often say that、
不温柔。
The people who are not meek are violent.
比较了哈、哦，比较上。
They're
often 温柔的相反。
They're oftentimes more violent.
那圣经上箴言讲，暴烈的人呢会触动怒气。
But the in Proverbs it says that the violent people will provoke anger.
又说言语暴烈的会挑起争端。
And those who are violent in their words will cause strife.
那你会有怒气有争端，这个怎么可能心中会平静呢
？So if you have contention and strife and anger, how can you have peace inside?
实际上哦，用 meek 这个字哦，只有用 meek 这个字形容过两个人呢、啊。
The Bible uses the word meek to describe two people.
第一个就是耶稣基督啊。
The first is Lord Jesus Christ.
第二个就是摩西啊。
The second is Moses.
其实什么叫做温柔呢？温柔呢 ？Yeah.
So what does it really mean to be?
我想温柔就是一种安静的态度跟无争的精神呐、
啊。I think to be meek is to have this spirit of quietness and not to contend with others.
你看那个摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上一切众人。
See, Moses was meek and humble amongst all the people of the earth.
那个谦和这个字其实就是 meek 这个字了哦。
And so describes Moses as a meek person.
那就是他在被自己的姐姐攻击的时候，他就有一颗安静的心呢，跟一种无争的态度。
Even when he was attacked by his own sister Miriam, he had a heart of meekness to not to yield to her and not to contend.
如果我们常常想要 get even 哦，我们怎么可能会有安息呢
？If we always want to get even, how can we have rest?
我想要啊，这个不公平了，我一定要把它追回来。
We feel things are unfair and we want to claim our rightful place.
哦，这样子我们真的很难享受到安息。
Then it's difficult for us to enjoy true rest.
所以呢，啊，其实Meek 就像沙包，我们的心像大海，沙包那个大海沙包东西下来一下就被我们释放掉了。啊呀、yeah.
！So meekness is like a sandbag in the ocean.
啊，就像大海或像沙包了哈。
It's like a sandbag or an ocean.
那个力量来了，那个冲起来了，我们就把它消化掉了。
And so when the force comes, the meekness will dissolve it.
啊，我们还是一样的安息啊。
And we still experience rest.
啊，如果没有，我们像皮球一拍我们就跳起来了。
Or otherwise, we'll be like a rubber ball. Once they bounce it, it bounces right back up.
啊，这样有时候也很难睡觉、哦、
Sometimes having this kind of attitude is hard.
所以第一个好处就是我们自己有平安的心。
So the first benefit of being meek is that we have a rest for our souls.
这个温柔第二个好处就是呢，柔和的舌头是可以折断骨头的，是可以。以柔克刚的。
And a gentle tongue, can overcome, harsh, words.
Bones, can break the bones.
Can break bones.
我们看箴言的25章15节。
Let's read, Proverbs 25.
箴言25章15节。
Proverbs 25 verse 15.
25章15节。
25 verse 15.
恒常忍耐可以劝动君王，柔和的舌头能折断骨头。
By long forbearance, a ruler is persuaded, and a gentle tongue breaks a bone.
真的，有时候用柔和的方法更能解决问题。
It's true that if we use gentle ways, sometimes it can resolve a matter more effectively.
我们都还记得啊，神让约拿去尼尼微传警告。
Remember when God sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh?
神让他下上山，他下海；神让他往东，他往西啊。
God told him to go up the mountain, he went to the seas. God asked him to go east, he went west.
结果神就用全能啊，让他被鱼吞掉了，用全能呢，让鱼把它吐出来。
And so God allowed him to be swallowed by the great big fish and allowed him to be spat out.
他就传警告了。
And he gave the warning.
想不到一传呢，全城的人都悔改啊，从王到最下面的人都悔改啊。
And out of his expectations, everyone in the city, after his warning, repented.
他就很生气啊。
And so he was angry.
神啊，我早不是就知道了吗？你是一个柔和的神啊，你是一个不轻易发怒的神啊。那个明明知道你不会杀他们的嘛，你干嘛叫我来呢
？He says, Lord, I know you are meek and you are slow to anger. Why is it that you have sent me here? To ask him to turn back.
这个神问他，你这样生气合理吗
？And God asked him if it was right for him to be angry.
他还是很生气啦。
But he was still angry.
后来啊，他要看一看这个城啊，到底会不会被神毁灭。
And so he wanted to see if the city was going to be destroyed by God or not.
因为很热，神就安排一个蓖麻树啊，一下子长很高，把它遮住了，让它很阴凉啊，所以他很高兴啊。
And because it was hot, God allowed a tree to spring up and provide him shade.
啊，就隔天早上呢，这个神又安排一只虫把那个蓖麻树咬掉了。
The next day, God sent an insect to eat the tree so that it.
他又生气了。
And Jonah was angry again.
神就问他说：“你这样生气合理吗？”
And God asked him, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
他说：“我生气到死都是合理的。”
He says, "I can be angry till death."
你看哦，神用全能哦来责乎他，他也是没有办法，没有办法被责乎嘞。
Now we see that God uses His sovereign power to provide for Jonah.
神用全能啊。让他去传警告，他心里还是不高兴的啦。
God instructed him to go out to spread the warning, but Jonah was not happy.
跟他论理哦，他没有理也说我还是有理的，到死我生气到死我都是有理的啦。
And even when God tried to reason with him, Jonah was not to be reasoned with.
他什么时候才没有声音呢？
When did he actually become quiet?
神跟他讲。
When God told him.
你看这棵树不是你栽种的，你都这么怜惜它。
Do you see, you did not even plant this tree, yet you cherish it.
那个尼尼微城啊，不知道分辨左右手的有十二万人，还有很多动物呢，难道我不怜惜吗？
And the people in Nineveh, they cannot even tell their left hand from their right, then why do I then not cherish them?
这个约拿没有话说，无语啦，被折服了啦。
And so Jonah was left speechless.
全能没有办法折服他。
God's great power could not convince him.
那个论理没有办法折服他。
He could not convince him through reason.
但是一颗温柔的心啊。
But a heart of meekness was able to turn him around.
他没有话说啊。
And he was speechless at the end.
哎呀，神，你真的很慈爱哦。
Says God, you are indeed merciful.
所以柔和的舌头可以折断骨头了。
So a gentle
柔和的心可以克服最刚硬的人呐。
A gentle tongue can break bones. A meek heart.Can turn even the hardest of hearts.
So we 看到那个柔和的水哦，真的很有力量呢。
We see the gentle flowing water is indeed quite powerful.
你到 YouTube 去查哦，有一个影片在谈那个人家可以把水做刀啊，那个水刀可以切钢啊。
If you go to YouTube, you can see that people have used water as a sword to cut with.
Cut steels.
To cut steel with.
因为他用高压哦，那个把那个水弄得很有力量。
And they apply a great pressure to the water so that it is very strong.
你看那个有时候在大灾难的时候，像地震啊，甚至有时候坠机啊，我们都有听到说那个 baby 都会存留下来，有时候了哦。
We see that during great natural disasters, sometimes babies. Survive.
像坠机啦，像 airplane 掉下来，或者是地震呢
when airplanes crash to the ground or in earthquakes, we find that infants sometimes survive.
有时候你会听到这样的新闻呢。
Sometimes you can hear stories of this.
为什么呢
？Why？
这个老子讲一句话，他说：“柔弱是生之徒，刚强是死之徒。”一个越柔弱的人哦，你是越有力量，越可以 survive 的。
And the philosopher Lao Tzu once said that the more weak or frail a person
就是越柔和的越有力量，越可以 survive.
The more gentle a person is, the more that they are able to survive.
请问那个柔软的东西可以包硬的，还是硬的还可以包柔软的东西呢？
So I ask you, can a flexible or gentle object fit in a hard object, or can a hard object fit in the other?
Rebut. 好，来，我们再来看柔和呢，其实可以承受，最后就是可以承受地土。
And so we see that in the end, those who are meek can inherit the earth.
我们刚刚已经读了马太福音五章五节说，耶稣说温柔人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Earlier that in Matthew 5 verse 5 that it says, the blessed are the meek for they shall inherit the earth.
诗篇三十七篇十一节也这样讲，温柔的可以承受地土。
It also says the same thing in Psalm 37 verse 11.
你看那个以撒他挖井啊。就被抢走了。
And we see when Isaac dug wells, they were taken away from him.
他把他起名字叫相争啊。
And he gave them a name called contention.
他挖了第二口井又被人家抢走了。
And after he dug the second well, it was also taken from him.
他把他起名叫维迪啊。
and
he, enmity.
He called it, he named it enmity.
啊，再来他再挖一口井，又有水。
And the next well that he dug also contained water.
哇，敌人就不敢来抢了。
And the enemies were afraid to come and take it.
明明看到神跟以撒同在。
For they see that God had abided with Isaac.
所以他就起名叫利和伯。
And so he called that place Rehoboth.
就是神会在那边宽阔，神会在他让他们在那里昌盛。
So meaning that God will allow them to thrive in that area.
我们在日常生活当中哦，其实有时候我们真的可以 fight 回去了，可以。打回去了。
In our lives, there's many opportunities for us to fight back.
但是以撒的选择不一样呢。
But Isaac chose a different route.
我想他一定认定哦，神的祝福比自己的争取还来得有用啊。
I think that he understood that God's blessing was greater than his own abilities to fight back.
所以他最后可以承受那一片土地啊。
And so in the end, he was able to inherit that land.
神对亚伯拉罕的祝福就是土地跟子孙。
God's blessing to Abraham was land and children.
今天我们也是亚伯兰的子孙。
Today we are descendants of Abraham.
今天神给我们的祝福就是教会有很多的人丁兴旺，更多的门徒来到他面前。
And today God's blessing to us is to bring more and more of His children into
the church. 这个土地啊，就是神的国度啊。
And this land is the kingdom of God.
今天如果我们真的有温柔的心啊，我们可以承受神的国度。
Today if we are meek, we can inherit the kingdom of God.
耶稣说一个比喻，他说那个有在审判台前有山羊跟绵羊。
Jesus gave a parable saying on the judgment there were goats and there were sheep.
那个山羊有角的喜欢斗的哦。
And the goats they like to contend.
没有爱心的。
They do not have love.
他没有办法进神的国啊。
They were unable to enter the kingdom of God.
绵羊温柔的，有爱心的。
And the sheep were meek and gentle and loving.
到最后，他们可以承受地土了。
And in the end, they were able to inherit the earth.
所以弟兄姐妹，您觉得温柔对您真的是好的吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you truly believe that meekness is good for you?
你真的可以很安静哦。
You can be
想安息呀，可以得享安息。
You can receive quietness and rest.
你可以以柔克刚。
And you can use gentleness and meekness to overcome the heart.
承受神的国度。
And you can inherit the kingdom of God.
如果你 convince 哈，温柔真的这么好？
If you are convinced that meekness is indeed good,
那我们怎么样更温柔呢？
Then how can we become even more meek?
我们看马太福音十一章二十九节。
Let's read Matthew 11 verse 29.
马太福音十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
十一章二十九节。
Matthew 11 verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑。你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。三十节。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
怎么样来更温柔呢？
How do we become a more gentle or meek?
第一个就是耶稣说要学我的样式了。
First, Lord Jesus says, learn from me.
要学啊。
We need to learn.
没有才要学，对不对？
Because we do not know something, that's why we need to learn it.
其实人哦的本性就是喜欢彰显自己，喜欢 pop up 让人家注意。喜欢强调力量的啊，没有人说要退后一步的，海阔天空的了。
Human nature is to puff up and to show off our abilities, not in our strengths.
所以才要学啊。
And so Jesus tells us to learn.
人有一种学习的本能啊。
Humans have an innate tendency to learn.
其实动物本身都有学习的本能，模仿的本能，效法的本能。
Animals also have this innate ability to imitate and learn.
有人啊，在一个海岛啊，观察到有一个有趣的事情。
A person on an island, he observed some interesting things.
这个海岛有很多猴子。
This island contained many monkeys.
有一天呢，一只猴子要吃那个红萝卜啊，那个它也到了海边了，不小心那个红萝卜掉到海里面去了。
One day, the monkeys were going to eat a carrot, and the carrot fell into the water.
结果它把红萝卜捡起来再吃。
And the monkey picked it up and continued eating it.
哇，觉得这个比较甜呢。
And then he felt that the carrot was sweeter.
因为海里有盐分嘛，哦。
Because the ocean water has salt in it.
后来他们观察到，后来这个岛的所有猴子呢，吃 carrot 之前都要去沾一沾海水啊。
And so the person observed that all the monkeys on the island, before they consume the carrot, they would dip it in the ocean water.
这个就是在谈到说动物有一种学习的本能。
This is to for us to know that animals have this ability to learn.
我本身不够温柔。
I myself am not meek enough.
我很想温柔。
I would love to be
more meek. 我怎么做呢？
So what can I do?
我跟主耶稣学。
I can learn from Lord Jesus.
可是主耶稣不在啦。
The Lord Jesus is not here.
我只能够听他的故事嘛。
I can only hear his, listen to his stories.
但是保罗讲一句话。
But Paul said this.
你要效法我，像我效法耶稣一样。
He says, imitate me as I have imitated Christ.
耶稣已经在天父右边，你看不到啦。
Lord Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. We cannot see him.
但是你看得到我，保罗啊。
But Paul says, you can see me.
他很有自信，你效法我，我因为我是效法耶稣的。
He was very confident in saying,that to imitate him because as he has imitated Christ.
所以我们觉得今天学哦，不只是学耶稣，我们要学我们当中还存在那些效法耶稣温柔的人呐。
So today we not only imitate Jesus, but we imitate those around us who have also been imitating Christ.
我们来看希伯来书十三章的第七节。
Let's read Hebrews 13 verse 7.
希伯来书十三章第七节。
Hebrews 13 verse 7.
十三章第七节。
Hebrews 13 verse 7.
从前引导你们。传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
因为你可以看他们为人的结局，所以他们一定是你这一代的人嘛。
Because you can see the outcome of their conduct, that means they must be people of your generation.
他们是带领我们的人，所以他们一定是跟主耶稣比较亲近的人嘛。
These are people that lead us, so they must be those that are closer to Lord Jesus.
我们要仔细观察。
So we need to observe carefully.
什么叫做学习？
What does it mean to learn?
到处留心便是学啦。
Now we need to observe and take note of everything that
we see. 我们观察在我们当中那一些那一些好的弟兄姐妹。
We observe the good believers in the Lord.
他为什么这么温柔？
How are they able to be so meek?
他为什么这么有信心？
How are they able to have so much faith?
啊，这个人的结局是什么？
And what is their outcome?
神是怎么对待他们的？
How does God treat them?
他们好，他们真的很温柔。哎，他们为什么做得到？我可以跟他来学啦。
And if they are meek and they're good, they receive a good outcome. What can I learn from them?
那近朱啊，这次啊，我跟他常常学，跟他在一起，发觉到哎。我可能慢慢的，我潜移默化，我也会越来越温柔了。
The more I spend time with them, the more I learn from them, gradually I can become more and more me.
我们再回来看马太福音十一章的二十九节。
Let's turn back to Matthew 11 verse 29.
我们今天看很多次了哈，但是我觉得因为要一点一点来谈嘛哈。
We referred to this verse many times, but we need to look at it point by point.
十一章二十九节。再读一次。
Matthew 11 verse 29, let's read this again.
再读一次，你读。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
那个第二点，你除了要学耶稣说，你要护我的轭。
Second, besides learning from him, is to take his yoke.
他说他的轭是容易的，三十节。
Verse 30, he says that his yoke is easy.
他的担子是轻省的。
And his burden is light.
嘿，温柔真的那么好做吗？
Is it truly that easy to be meek?
那个你挖了一口井，人家就来抢，难道你真的会没有痛苦吗？
If you were to dig a well and someone took it, came and took it from you, would you not feel very angry about
it? 难道你真的不想要打回去吗？
Would you not want to retaliate for it?
难道忍耐那么好，好受吗？
Does it really feel that good to endure?
所以那是个轭啊，不容易的轭啊。
That is a yoke that is very hard to bear.
真的呢，有时候我们中国一句话讲说，那个愣头青骨啊，你越软哦，它掘得越深啊。挖的越深啊，你越温柔哦，他吃你越够啊。
And the Chinese saying that says that the more weak or meek or gentle you are, the more people will try to take advantage of you.
难道我基督徒我就一定要这样一直退一直退吗？
So as a Christian, do I really need to keep retreating?
有的人真的很坏哎。
Some people are really have evil intentions.
那个伊索寓言在谈到一只狼跟一只羊啊。
It's a story about a fox and a sheep.
那个狼啊，跟羊说：“我要吃你。”
The fox says to the sheep, "I want to eat you."
那个羊说：“狼叔叔，你为什么要吃我？”
And the sheep says, "Well, Uncle Fox, why do you want to eat me?"
因为哦，你把我的水弄脏了。
He says, "Because you have polluted my waters."
羊说：“狼叔叔，没有啊，你住上游，我住下游，怎么弄脏你的水呢？”
And the lamb says, well, Uncle Fox, you live upstream, I live downstream. How was it that I polluted your waters?
The
fox says, I just want to eat
you.
Why?
It's
because you you scolded me last year.
And
the lamb says, well, I wasn't even born last year. How was I able to scold you?
And
the fox says, I still want to eat
为什么?
You. The sheep says, why?
The
fox says, I just want to.
有些人就是要吃我们的。
And some people just want to consume
你还要温柔吗?
Us. Do you still have to be gentle?
你还要学耶稣吗?
Do you still have to be meek and learn from Jesus?
可是耶稣怎么说的?
What does Jesus say?
你要得到生命，你会失去生命。你为了我失去生命的，你可以得到生命。
If you wish to receive life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for me, you will receive life.
我们按照神的方法做，神帮我们负责。So
as long as we do according to God's way, God will take accountability and responsibility for us.
我们用自己的方法做，我们自己要负责。And
if we try to take things into our own hands in our own ways, we have to bear that responsibility. So even though the yoke is not easy,
但是耶稣说这是他的轭啊,
but Jesus says that is his yoke.
你知道其实耶稣是木匠, 他知道什么是轭啊。 耶稣是一个 carpenter, 他知道什么是轭啊。他做过，我想他做过轭啊。
Jesus was a carpenter. I'm sure that he has made constructed a yoke before.
他的意思就是说，其实这个轭是你跟他一起在背的，因为虽然你在背，这是他的 yoke， 他是大牛，你是小牛，你们一起拉这个车的。
What he is saying that he is bearing this yoke with us, like we as a little ox and he as the larger ox.
所以他才说这个是轻省的，我的担是轻省的，是容易的。
That is why he says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
你想想看哦，如果以撒打回去啊。
Now if we think if Isaac had retaliated,
我想结果应该是更惨的吧。
I think the result would have been quite bad. Yeah.
因为他好像是羊群住在狼当中嘛。
Because he was like a sheep dwelling among wolves.
但是呢，真的最后我们会看到神会。 我们温柔啊，神会给我们一条路走啦。
We see that in the end, if we are meek and gentle, lowly in heart, God will give us a way out.
真的呢，主耶稣让我们负轭呢，哈。Lord
Jesus will bear this yoke for us.
虽然是很辛苦，但是是他的轭啦。Even
though it is is not easy, but it is His yoke.
你看了我们读圣经哈。If
we read the Bible,
主耶稣不但让我们行善，Jesus
not only tells us to do good,
让我们行善不可以灰心。
But we should do good without losing hope.
不但让我们原谅,
it does not tell us just to forgive.
要原谅70个七次,
but we need to forgive 7 times 7.
不但要说实话,
70 times 7. And not only should we tell the truth,
还用爱心说实话,
but we need to tell the truth in love.
不但要爱仇敌,
not only should we love our enemies,
还要为他们祷告,
but we need to also pray for them.
不但要爱神,
not only do we need to love God,
还要跟他一样,
but we need to imitate him.
如果没有一颗温柔的心,
if we do not have a meek heart,
如果不是主耶稣跟我们一起互恶,
if Lord Jesus was not bearing this yoke with us,
真的很难耶,
it would be very difficult.
但是我们相信主耶稣的应许,
but we firmly believe his promises.
我们走他的方法,
and we walk according to his ways.
他帮我们负责,
he will be responsible for us.
我们怎么样更温柔呢?
How do we become more meek?
除了学习跟负轭之外,
besides learning and taking upon the yoke,
我们这个心啊, 真的要改变啊,
we truly need to change our hearts.
以西结书36章26节,
Ezekiel 36,
以西结书36章26节,
Ezekiel 36 verse 26,
以西结书36章26节,
Ezekiel 36 verse 26,
我也要赐给你们一个新心, 将心灵放在你们里面, 又从你们的肉中除掉石心, 赐给你们肉心。
And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
其实哦, 按照我们个人的心哦, 真的很难啊。
It is difficult if we were to do it according to our hearts.
我们更容易的跟世界的价值来认同啊。
It's more easy for us to conform to the values of this world.
强权才是力量。
That strength and power is true strength.
温柔是弱者的行为。
But gentleness is a sign of weakness.
但是主耶稣不是这样说的。
But Lord Jesus did not say say so.
除非主耶稣啊，给我们新的灵哈，让我们新的灵充满起来，把我们那个肉实心换成肉心了，才有办法。
Unless the Lord Jesus gives us a new heart and changes our heart of stone to a heart of flesh.
愿主耶稣能够帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
主耶稣真的有办法。
He truly has a way.
我最后讲一个故事。
And lastly, I want to share a story.
这是一个、哦、我讲名字了，因为他自己在讲台上讲的。吴地传道他自己在讲台上讲的。
Pastor Rudy once testified this himself.
其实这个吴地传道他说他在年轻的时候啊是一个相当有暴力的人。
He testified that when he was a younger, young man, he was very violent.
他的房间里面啊到处都是被他打几个洞啊。
And in his room were filled with holes that punched through by his fist.
有一次他 拿刀要杀他哥哥，他哥哥把刀握住了，都把手割到了。
And one time he used a knife to try to stab his brother grabbed the knife and it cut his hands.
他本来有个女朋友，后来还是未婚妻吧，后来都跑到法国去了。他说其中有个原因就是不晓得该不该嫁这个人，因为这个人太暴力了。
And he had a fiance that, or he had a girlfriend that eventually moved to France, and it's because he was too violent.
他什么时候改变呢？
And so when did he actually transform?
真的当那个神的灵降下来的时候。
He says that when the Spirit of God was poured down.
你会知道我们现在看到他那堂笑嘻嘻的是吗？
And we see him now, he's actually very jovial and cheerful.
那真的不一样啊。
He's a completely different person.
他太太这样讲啊，哦，是他这样讲的啊。他说后来他太太从他的未婚妻要从法国回来。
And he testified that his fiance came back from France.
他穿上最好的西装。
And he put on his best suit.
买了一些玫瑰花。
And he bought some roses.
在机场迎接他的未婚妻。
And he was waiting at the airport to welcome her.
他的未婚妻看到他。
And when his fiance saw him.
看到他变了。
And she saw his transformation.
不是看到他那个西装跟花。
She saw through the suit and the flowers.
是看到他整个人变。
And to his heart, that's the heart of a changed man.
有时候我们要像耶稣真的不简单。
It is difficult for us to truly be like Christ.
但是当我们圣灵充满的时候。
But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是很自然而然的彰显啊。
It is a very natural manifestation.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing.